And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The international community is finally hearing what parents have been screaming for years, and that's children cannot consent to mutilating their bodies. An expert with the UN on violence against women dropped a truth bomb in Geneva, calling out the dangerous narrative that kids can make adult-level health decisions. The expert demanded governments stop vilifying parents who actually protect their children from gender transition procedures. A detransitioner joined her, discussing how doctors gave her parents the false choice between a dead daughter or a living son. Meanwhile, gender activists who claim to champion children's rights are curiously silent when those children grow up mutilated and sterile. Speaking of parental rights under assault, Ontario teachers will finally get their day in court after being fired for refusing to celebrate LGBT ideology in their classrooms. The Ontario Labor Relations Board rejected attempts to shut down their case, which began when their son opposed boys using girls' bathrooms, earning him suspension and arrest. Now think about that. Arrested for defending biological reality. And here's a fascinating cultural shift. J.K. Rowling now opposes assisted suicide and admits to having what she calls a God-sized vacuum inside her. The author of Harry Potter revealed she changed her mind on euthanasia after her doctor husband opened her eyes to how easily the vulnerable could be coerced. But her most striking admission, quote, "I've struggled with religious faith since my mid-teens. I appear to have a God-shaped vacuum inside me." And she's discovering what happens when society tries to fill that vacuum with ideology instead of truth. The Trump administration is delivering on promises to protect life, with the NIH confirming it will not renew 17 fetal tissue research projects that burned through $22 million of your taxpayer dollars last year. Those Biden-era experiments included grafting baby organs onto mice. Pro-life groups are sounding the alarm about Democrats' latest trick, sneaking abortion funding into Obamacare extensions. 88 organizations signed a letter exposing how the original ACA deliberately dodged the Hyde Amendment through an accounting gimmick that forces taxpayers to fund abortion coverage. As Congress debates extending health subsidies, Democrats want to keep this blood money flowing while pretending it's about healthcare access. Even secular Alberta is rediscovering life's value. New polling shows only 37% of Albertans think abortion should be legal, while 52% want restrictions and another 9% would ban it entirely. That's a pro-life majority, folks. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.